Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, our last segment of the evening. It was a big week with the Michigan Lottery and the Mega Millions Lottery around the country. Joining me now is Andy Brancato with the Michigan Lottery. Hello, Andy.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I am great. How are you? Are you breathing after your busy week?
Well, I'll tell you, it was extremely, extremely busy. But, you know, that is when it gets to really be a lot of fun for us. When the jackpot gets that high and we have such player interest, it's worth it being tired.
That's right. We didn't have the big multi-million dollar winners, but we did have $750,000 winners in the state.
Two of them
have stepped up so far.
Right. We had two players come in and claim today. One had purchased a ticket in Livonia, and another one had purchased a ticket in Canton. The outstanding ticket was purchased in Adrian, so we haven't met that winner yet.
Oh, boy. See, now people are going, Adrian, is that where I was when I bought the ticket?
Right, right. We get that. Like, people call and you know, they'll say, was there a winning ticket sold in such and such a place? I just want to check because I can't really remember where I was. I can't find my ticket, but I don't know if I should bother looking for it. So
there you go. And I do love the stories. You sent out a press release earlier today. The one that was in Livonia, it was a lottery club of 13 people who it was the first time they'd ever played as a group before.
Yes, it was. And, you know, I love it when that happens and we can share that with people because we want players to realize that this does happen. You know, people think it'll never happen to me, and here it is, this group, the first time they ever purchased a ticket, and they won $250,000.
It's a nice story, too, as so many of the lottery-winning stories are. The club was named after the special education classroom, which was C-11, and where all of the teachers taught at Stevenson High School. And as you said, they hadn't played as a group before, but some of them had never even bought a ticket before.
Right, and like I said, that's the real beauty of it. When we have a jackpot that's the size of that jackpot on Tuesday night, you know, we get a lot of players, a lot of people who are first-time players, and it's great. I love it when that happens because, like I said, we really want people to see that, you know, you don't have to play for 30 years before you get a chance to win. You know, you can buy one ticket and you can win like these people did.
What was the total amount that we ended up on with the Mega Millions drawing this week?
The jackpot ended up being 380,000. See, I can't. You
380
can't
million.
$380 million.
Amazing.
It was going to be 355, but the sales were so heavy; they were just. You know, they were like off the charts all over the country in that drive time right before the drawing happened. And so they were able to boost that jackpot up to the $380 million, second largest Mega Millions jackpot ever.
Yeah, well, we were on the phone the night of the drawing. I mean, the ticker was rolling while we were chatting. It was stunning.
Right. And, you know, the state of New York, which obviously is a huge, huge state, and they were selling all day over $1 million an hour in tickets. We did, for that drawing, the Michigan Lottery did over $10 million in sales.
Unbelievable. The other winner of the $250,000 was a gentleman who's a retired rigger from Ford who got the ticket, claimed it on Lansing, and he said he won a Michigan Lottery game in 1972 for $25. But obviously it kept him coming back.
Exactly. And you know, that's another great thing too. People keep playing, and even he had a small win, but he knew that maybe someday he'd hit it big. And I'd say $250,000 isn't bad.
You and I joked about that last
right.
week when it was like $380 million or working towards that. And I said, as if winning a million wouldn't be an awful lot of fun.
Right, and you know, like you said, we did talk about that, and it is amazing though that there are so many people who will not buy a ticket unless if it is at least $100 million.
I
take the $1 million.
Yeah,
I take the $250,000 if I could buy a ticket even.
Yeah,
you know?
I would share that absolutely. And it is important, I think, to remember that where the money is going for the lottery. If you don't mind, just repeating that again.
Sure.
The proceeds.
All of the lottery's profits go to the state school aid fund. And I always like the opportunity to mention this too because, you know, last fiscal year, we contributed $701.3 million towards education in Michigan. And then when people see or hear about what our sales were, you know, they were over $2 billion last year. So they always say, well, where did the rest of that money go? Well, they forget that we have to pay the prizes. And that's very, very significant. You know, we paid out over $1 billion in prizes last year. So that's, you know, a hefty chunk of change. But players should always know that that money does go to the school aid fund. All the profits, once our expenses are paid and everything, the money goes to public education in Michigan.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. What's the jackpot at this point, Andy?
Well, now we're back to $12 million for tonight's drawing. Sounds awful small next to that $380 million, but again, some of us would be happy with that $12 million, right?
I could not only budget $12 million, but I could I would find room to share that $12 million.
Well, the gentleman, one of the two people who are splitting that $380 million jackpot, he came forward yesterday in the state of Washington, and he had previously won $18,000 in the lottery, but he had a great story to tell. And, you know, even though the winner wasn't from Michigan, it was great to watch the news conference, and he was such a happy gentleman. He has 6 children and 23 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. So I think he'll be doing a lot of sharing.
I think so, too. I just love the stories of the lottery winners, and I love watching those news conferences as well. It's fun to see life-changing events like that.
Right. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun to participate in them, too. I tell everybody, I hate that I can't buy a ticket, but the next best thing is handing that check to somebody.
Well, it's wonderful, and it's always a pleasure talking to you because you're an awfully excited spokesperson for them, and it's fun to your energy is catching.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I like this opportunity to do this, too. And I have had people say, boy, you know, I got really pumped up after I heard you talking. So that's what we want is happy players who want to buy tickets and who we eventually get to give prizes to, I hope.
Very, very good. Well, Andy, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks much, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Andy Brancato with the Michigan Lottery. We'll be back to wrap up this hour right after these messages.